Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. Diving into your waiver wires, so we're going quick 10 minutes here. Again, check out your running back show, your quarterback show, wide receivers, tight ends, all out, so you can get them on the on your podcast feed. And this is just going to cover 10 minutes, quick movement stuff here, waivers you're going to try and get in for this week. So let's do a quick rundown here. Okay, so quarterback position, I think a couple of things to note. We're going to take Kyle Allen off of the, I guess, waiver wire monitor. We had had him on there. He was maybe added in some leagues. I think we could probably cut him at this point. Tyler Heineke's playing well enough that I don't think he's going to get benched in a position where you are going to find yourself comfortable playing him, right? So now we're heading into week 14. Even if Kyle Allen, even if Heineke got hurt, tomorrow we're going to be into week 13 and then week 14. I just don't think we're going to be comfortable playing him at this point. So that would sort of be my position there. We could sort of back away from that. A couple of key ones, I think, to think about. Mike Glennon, probably going to be starting a few games here for the Giants. Again, I'm not sure how significant or substantial that is. If you're in deeper two quarterback and you need an add, go for it. In super flex, like, I'm probably not putting out that big of a bid. This isn't a good situation, and it's not a good quarterback. So between the two of those things, we just don't have a lot to offer. The one situation I would be pretty aggressive on at quarterback is Taysom Hill. It looks like he's going to be the starter in place of Trevor Siemian. Now it appears that way. Not entirely sold yet, but we're going to get a Thursday night start, so we'll get a look-see at that. And then, listen, if he plays well, like, he's got two-way ability. I mean, he has played not horribly, right? He's played well enough to be a quarterback two landscape type guy. If push comes to shove, you probably would start him over like Trevor Lawrence, right? I mean, that's like, he has that Tim Tebow-esque ability, both the running and the passing. And listen, he graded out well, which some of these guys haven't, right? So some of the younger guys that you sort of might be hoping for haven't played that well. Taysom Hill has. So he's one that I think if he's available and you have a quarterback need, like, I would be very aggressive, right? You can't take this money with you. You spend it, right? And there's a couple of guys in this week if you have the need and he's available, press the chips in. Again, I doubt that most of the leagues that we play in Taysom Hill is available, but that's sort of the situation. Okay, Madison and Jamal Williams, all in. I suspect they're not available, but it goes without saying, all in. Chuba Hubbard. Chad and I had a debate on Football Guys. He's a little more tepid. I think he's got running back one performances in his range of outcomes well within it. When you look at him, it was Amir Abdullah and him split receiving work, and he basically did all the running work in the lone 1 week sample size that we have. So Chuba Hubbard, I'd be aggressive on. I would sell for I'd probably sell for a second plus something. Again, we could sort of talk about that in a different context, and this isn't the purpose for the show, but he's definitely an add. And that's the thing. I think Madison, you're not taking anything but a first. And then Jamal Williams, again, he's a critical one. I doubt that those guys are available. Dontrell Hilliard, I'm a little tepid on. I think Foreman's actually the back there. 50-50 split. Foreman went himself over 100 yards. A lot of that Dontrell Hilliard work was like a big play. He's fine, but I think the push comes to shove, you're going to really be more confident in Foreman than you are ever going to be in Hilliard. So I think Foreman is your starter, Hilliard's your injury away guy, and then you see sort of where that takes them. They don't have a lot to offer on offense at this point. No offense to Nick Westbrook Aquino, who I'll mention in the receiver section. They just don't have a lot to offer. They can pound it a little bit with Foreman. One other thing to note, Foreman recovering from a torn Achilles. Watching very closely in terms of the Cam Akers developments here. Breida is important add. I'm not saying you cut Moss at this point, but it's Breida, it's Singletary playing here, the lion's share of the work. Collect any shares available. Abdullah bumps up to the injury wave behind Chuba Hubbard. Phillip Lindsay's the injury away guy in Miami. Dearness Johnson, you can probably cut. Boston Scott is a pressure chips in again with him if he's available. That's an aggressive bid because you got Miles Sanders banged up. You've got a couple good matchups going on here. Jordan Howard's out. And this could be good. This could be like a really good situation as potentially spot start Boston Scott here if something happens to Miles Sanders, or if Miles Sanders misses time and he's actually hurt. So I think he's one to absolutely consider here. A couple of receivers that I think bear mentioning. Albert Wilson, 14, 12, 19% target shares last 3 weeks. So he is one, I think, to potentially monitor. Again, I'm not breaking the bank for these guys. Josh Reynolds has basically become the leading receiver in 2 weeks in Detroit, which says something incredible about their franchise. Cedric Wilson, with the potential that it looks like CeeDee Lamb is going to be back, but Amari Cooper might miss some time. So definitely hoping that he feels better in terms of the COVID stuff. But yeah, Cedric Wilson has played, you know, decent enough to, I think, warrant, you know, some lineup consideration in the event that one or both of those guys are out. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, 30 and 20% target share type numbers the past couple weeks is just incredible. So absolutely, and at a high ADOT. So he's got that variance, difference-making, couple catches, high upside type of situation. You got Alan Lazard's kind of banged up at the moment too. So Marquez Valdes-Scantling, like him quite a bit. Randall Cobb also banged up. So this is really, I think Lazard missed the week before. Now, you know, they've been sort of in and out a little bit all over the place there in terms of it's tough to keep the injury straight in terms of that team. But yeah, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, absolutely very interesting here down the stretch. Russell Gage is doing really well in Atlanta as the basically de facto wide receiver one. He's probably taken, so for what that's worth. Van Jefferson basically playing a full-time wide receiver role as a wide receiver 2/3 with Odell Beckham Jr. and Cooper Kupp. If available, like I think he's a key add. I don't think he's probably not available in a ton of your leagues. Nick Westbrook-Ikhina, again, like I said, he's really picking up in terms of his production here. They don't have a lot of answers. And, you know, when that happens, you get guys like him definitely showcasing. I highlighted him a little bit in the waiver wire show this past week as well. Cody Hollister, another name there. 85% of the routes he ran, he was targeted on 22% of he received 22% of the targets, 17% of the air yards. So interesting there as well. That's more of a, again, these guys are more in desperation. Hollister specifically more desperation. Ikhina has showed, you know, a little bit in terms of being relevant even before last week. Okay, tight end situation. Jack Doyle, productive of late. 15, 25, 16% target shares the last 3 weeks. Interesting. Double-digit target shares for Durham Smythe the past couple weeks. Interesting. There's nothing to suggest Kasiki's going to miss time or anything like that, but absolutely interesting on that landscape. If you're playing, you know, two tight ends, something like that, super, super desperate for some routes and some targets in a league that you're in, that's absolutely one you know, to desperation consider. Cole Kmet's on the uptick. I don't think we're going to be playing him, I don't think we're probably going to be picking him up because he's probably already taken, but I think he's interesting. Brevin Jordan, he has run 28, 40, 59% of routes the past 3 weeks, so that's an uptick guy. He's definitely one to be interested in here as we go along. Could potentially be like a tight end desperation waiver wire play here down the stretch. Dan Arnold to IR. James Oshak Hennessy, James O'Shaughnessy, potential streamer here at tight end. That's interesting. Waller, week to week with an injury. Foster Moreau, pick him up. That's a big time add. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.